Money Mondays with Melody Hobson. This morning, Melody is off and traveling, and in for Melody Hobson is Rob Wilson, Chief Insight Officer at Wilson Insight, an independent-based financial advisory firm. Rob Wilson, good morning.
Good morning, Tom. How you guys doing?
Doing good. Now, you're going to talk about how to protect yourself from financial scams.
That is right, Tom. In this era of fake news, alternative facts, there's a real struggle to determine what's true and what's false. And that's just not limited to politics. And it can also come into play with your finances. There are a lot of hackers, scammers out there trying to separate you from your hard-earned money. So I thought it would be a good time to talk about these scams and how you can protect yourself.
All right, let's start with the seniors. They're number one, right?
They are. And so look, Tom, you know how we used to be able to rely on our caller ID so you could ignore your bill collectors or your mother-in-law? Well, we can't even rely on the caller ID anymore because these hackers have found out how to spoof numbers to make it look like they're calling from a government office. So one scam targeting seniors is someone calling demanding money for fines for various things like missing jury duty. And some of them will even go as far to say that there's a warrant out for your arrest and you need to pay immediately. So that's one
for missing jury duty.
Mm-hmm. Missing jury duty. Look, listen, they'll try anything with someone who's 70 or older just to try to get some money out.
There should be a fine for missing jury duty, though. There really should.
Another one is a scam revolving unpaid parking tickets. They'll call, again, pretending to be from the government, saying you've got unpaid parking tickets. You need to pay right away or we're going to come and tow your car. So seniors really need to look out for these.
Now, not just seniors, young people, too?
Yeah.
Yeah, you know what? You would figure that young people are, you know, a little bit more tech savvy and might not be as susceptible to these types of things. But actually, younger people reported losing money to fraud much more than older people. Consumers aged 20 to 29 accounted for about 40% of all reported losses due to fraud, compared to 17% for people over 70. But here's the bright side. I guess millennials don't have much money just yet, so their losses were much lower than people who were older, 70. But one scam targeting these younger people is when folks will put items on Craigslist or eBay and they'll ask to be paid on these mobile apps like Venmo, Square Cash, Zelle, and they'll never send you your stuff. So
really?
It's a good idea to just stay away from paying anyone that you don't know on these mobile apps.
Mm. How can we protect ourselves from these scams, Rob?
Okay, so we've got a big list over at blackamericaweb.com that everybody can download. But here's the top three. First of all, I think you should register your phone number on the Do Not Call registry. If you go there and register online or by calling in and you still get a suspicious call, then it's most likely a scam. Number two, do not trust the caller ID on your phone because these scammers can change their number, make it look like they're sounding that they're coming from the government. So if you think the call is legitimate, just go place your own inbound call and make sure that you really do owe that money. And actually, never, ever provide your credit card, bank account, or other financial information like two-step verification codes to anyone that you did not initiate the call to. And lastly, never, ever use mobile payment apps like Venmo, Square Cash, Apple Pay, Zelle to pay anyone that you don't know. If you do those things, I think you have a good chance of avoiding these scams.
And like you said, all of this is on blackamericaweb.com.
We got the resources there for them, Tom, so they can't say that we didn't tell them.
Rob, somebody spoofed my own phone number.
Really?
What?
Yeah.
What happened?
Wow.
Yeah, I was in my car, and the number came up. It was my phone number. And I was like, well, this is interesting. I didn't pick it up, you know, but it was just really because, you know, if you get those calls, you can block them. But in this case, I was like, so do I block my own number? What, you know, how does that work? But
Sybil.
Yeah. So they will do things like spoof your own number or a number that's very similar to it just because people are curious to get you to pick up. The best thing to do is to just let those calls go to voicemail. If it's legitimate, you can check the voicemail and call them back. But to your point, great point, just go ahead and block those numbers on your cell phone and then you won't have to deal with it again.
Sybil, you sure you wouldn't want your other personalities calling yourself?
You know what? I thought about that for a second, guy.
Hey, left side, Sybil, you're right size of money.
And that is always the way.
And for Melody Hobson and doing a good job is Rob Wilson this morning. And Money Mondays is brought to you by the Salvation Army and the Salvation Army Thrift Stores. Celebrating Memorial Day with 50% off all clothing. All store proceeds help fund centers that change lives and restore families. Salvation Army Thrift Stores. Great prices for a great cause.